Assalamu alaikum, everyone. This is Mohi Khwaja. We're here today on 5 Fast Minutes with American Muslim Community Foundation. And our special guest is Sumaya Nikawi of the Islamic Scholarship Fund. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Thank you, Mohi.
So where are you guys located?
So we are located in the Bay Area in California. Our office is in Berkeley, but we're a national organization.
Wonderful. So if you had 2 minutes to tell everybody about Islamic Scholarship Fund, what would you like to tell them?
Sure, yeah. So the Islamic Scholarship Fund, ISF, was founded in 2009. And the mission of the organization is to increase American Muslim representation in media and in policy. We believe that through a stronger representation in those fields of politics and media and film, we are able to address misinformation about Islam and Muslims. So, and we are trying to do that in a structural way, and that is by increasing the Muslim presence in those fields. We have 4 major programs that will help us to accomplish our mission. We have a scholarship program. We provide academic scholarships to American Muslim students who major in media and policy-related fields. We have a film grant that is being awarded to young professional filmmakers who are working on getting their first or second film out. And we also have 2 congressional programs. We have a congressional summer internship program, and we have a congressional fellowship program. So the congressional summer internship program is for 2 months, and interns have the opportunity to intern with a congressional representative and learn more about the experience of working on the Hill and how policies are being made and how they can influence public policy. And we also have a recently launched fellowship, which is a 1-year fully paid position on the Hill with a congressional representative again. And and we're super excited about the launch of the fellowship.
That's so exciting. And I've been really excited to see ISF grow over the last few years. I personally am a scholarship recipient, so I love the organization and the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
If you had 1 minute to thank a donor, what would you like to tell them?
I would like to tell our donors that you are the backbone of the organization. We would not be able to accomplish what we have so far without your support, awarding $1.3 million in scholarships, film grants, and being able to award about 400 awards to
Wow.
these game changers. That's the work that they have made possible. And it is through their support and the vision that they have and believing in the organization that makes it possible for us and empowers us to make this work possible. So I would say thank you. You are the heroes of this project, and you are making this project and this organization's work possible.
That's amazing. If under a minute left to go, so how would you describe AMCF in a few words?
Mm-hmm. First of all, I would say that just the fact that an alumni of ISF has launched this initiative, it's just amazing to see that we see the product of our work. And I would say that when we have systems in place, we can be more effective and have a greater impact. And AMFC is the American Muslim Community Fund is exactly what we need in order to make giving and philanthropy systematic. And you have been able to accomplish that. So we can now plan our giving rather than just give donations, but have a plan for how we want to support nonprofit organizations.
Thank you. And then with the last few seconds, if you could share your personal 3 favorite nonprofit organizations. Of course, ISF is one of them, and I'm already going to assume that AMCF is another. So what are 3 other nonprofit organizations that you love?
Sure. So I am selecting three organizations that have been founded by our alumni. Polygon, which has been founded by Warda Khalid, and the mission of the organization is to amplify the Muslim voice and the allies on Capitol Hill and to support the community and help them to influence public policy and teach them about how and educate them about the policymaking process. Justice for Muslims Collective, an organization that was founded, co-founded by Dr. Maha Hilal. Mm-hmm. And the organization works on dismantling institutional and structural Islamophobia.
Wow.
So that's my second one. And my third one actually is AMCF. You mentioned that. Ooh. I should mention. Yes, so those are the three organizations that are my favorite.
Thank you.
Alumni.
Of course. No, that's so meaningful, and I really appreciate it. Sumaya, every time I have an opportunity to chat with you, I'm just always reinvigorated and inspired to continue doing this. So thank you so much for all of the work that you do every day, and we're really excited to partner with ISF on so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the work that you're doing, and thanks for inviting us to be part of this series.
Definitely. All right. Take care.
Thank you. Alaikum salam.